The three-prong approach with regard to gun control.
Look, the
most important, issue we face is our state's economic recovery. So the primary focus of this legislative session is going to be making the right decisions and the better decisions that create jobs and expand opportunity and allow us to fully recover from the job losses of the Bush recession. So that's going to be our focus. There will be issues, no doubt, that come up, including responsible gun safety. With regard to a rational response to the tragedies that we've seen in Colorado and Wisconsin and in Newtown, we have to focus not only on reinstating the assault weapons ban, but also on tightening up the linkages between our mental health system and the security at our schools. So these are all things that we'll be discussing, and I'm sure many of the members of the General Assembly will have ideas on that issue, as well as others that will come up in the session. But our primary focus is going to be to create jobs, expand opportunity, build on the investments that we've made in education, higher education, and innovation in order to move our state forward to better days.
Vangelis come through.
Pardon? Vangelis come through?
Did he come through with his vote count in terms of the death penalty reveal?
On death penalty, we've debated that once before. I believe that there is the, I don't know, what can I say on that? I think most members agree that it's not very effective. There may well be a majority in the Senate who would vote for repeal. I think the numbers are very close to a majority, if not already there, and some of you have reported on a couple of senators being in favor of repeal. I mean, we're kind of stuck right now where we're at. We have a protocol that requires, by statute, I do believe, a three-drug protocol, one of which is no longer available in the United States. So the legislature either needs to fix our broken system or repeal it. Even if you were to fix it, it would still be ineffective and I think contrary to the better interests of that would be served by using those dollars to truly save lives. You know, we've driven down violent crime to a lower level than we've been able to achieve as a state in more than 30 or 40 years. So we know the things that work, and I think we know the things that don't. The death penalty falls under the category of something that does not work.
Transportation 40 years ago. Funding on the table now?
Transportation funding is, that's an interesting choice of words. We've not yet addressed what is a pretty chronic underinvestment in transportation solutions. I mean, we've done well as a people when it comes to investments in education, and as a result, have the best public schools and more affordable college education than other states. Where we have not made, and we've also done well in terms of the investments we make on our water infrastructure, but we are falling way short of what's demanded in terms of transportation infrastructure, and therefore have the worst traffic congestion of virtually any state in the country. So we had made a proposal last session to address that, and instead the session ended debating gaming instead of debating that shortfall in transportation investments. So hopefully, now with gaming behind us, the legislature will have more time this session to address that under investment in transportation. It's not going to go away by itself.
You can bring that.
We're all paying the price in traffic congestion and gasoline. Stay tuned. Yeah, we'll have. I certainly made a proposal last session, and we'll probably be making another proposal or a similar proposal this session. Look, the bottom line is we need to find a way to make an additional $700-800 million investment annually in transportation, because the flat tax on gas continues to decline, even as the price of gas and everything else, materials, goes up.